Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
From the Minghui editorial board, a clarification and reminder. We would like to remind all Falun Dafa practitioners that Master Li would not use everyday people's social media platforms to publish information, and that all new articles by Master are first published on the Minghui website. We ask everyone to stay clear-headed, maintain righteous thoughts, and avoid giving an audience to Chinese Communist Party agents who try to impersonate Master Li or the Dafa Association, or spread false information using altered screenshots of the Minghui website. As the CCP nears its end, it is engaging in various forms of information warfare to disrupt the community of Falun Dafa practitioners. Genuine cultivators should study the Fa more and use their abilities to eliminate degenerate substances as needed.
Across the globe, in coordination with Human Rights Day, which was December 10th, Falun Gong practitioners from 45 countries have submitted to their respective governments a list of CCP officials who persecuted Falun Gong. The submissions urged that the perpetrators, along with their family members, be barred entry into these countries and that their assets be frozen. The 45 countries include the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, all 27 countries in the European Union, and 13 other countries on other continents. For the first time, practitioners in Paraguay joined in this effort to hold perpetrators accountable. The CCP's persecution of Falun Gong has continued for 25 years, and the regime recently escalated its attempts at imposing control overseas. According to a report recently published by the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, the CCP's stated goal at a May 2024 meeting organized by the Ministry of Public Security said, quote, pay special attention to the cooperation between Falun Gong and Western politicians to sanction high-level Chinese leaders. Stop such behavior at all costs, unquote. An increasing number of governments have taken action against the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Melanie Joly said, we call on the Chinese government to put an end to this systematic campaign of repression and uphold its international human rights obligations.
USA, the U.S. CECC released its 2024 report on December 20th. The organization's chairperson, U.S. Representative Christopher Smith, said, in the 2024 annual report released today, the CECC once again stands with the Chinese people against the Chinese Communist Party. Representative Smith continued, our commission and its dedicated staff have compiled a compendium of the worst of the CCP's human rights abuses, which can stand as a prosecutor's brief for a future tribunal holding Xi Jinping and his accomplices accountable. Tellingly, we also take to task those Western corporations that are complicit in such abuses, including those who utilize supply chains contaminated by forced labor. Never again will they be able to say, we did not know. Co-chair Senator Jeff Merkley said, the Chinese government's assault on human dignity not only affects people in China, but also increasingly those around the world, including the United States. He added, the Congressional Executive Commission on China has reported on these human rights abuses across borders and inspired legislation such as my Transnational Repression Policy Act.
Mexico, a Falun Dafa experience sharing conference took place in the state of Puebla on December 7th. Attendees came from many areas of Mexico to hear 16 practitioners present their cultivation stories and insights. Topics included letting go of fear during pregnancy, returning to cultivation after a lapse, eliminating attachment to fame, getting rid of lust, and viewing marriage according to traditional values. Conference attendee Mary said, "All these stories reminded me to look within and see if I have similar attachments." When one practitioner talked about her resentment toward her mother, Mary remembered her own negative feelings because her mother seemed to care more about her siblings than her when she was a child. She realized she needed to let go of those attachments.
United Kingdom. A candlelight vigil and peaceful protest were held near the Chinese Embassy in London, England, on Human Rights Day, December 10th. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises, told people about the ongoing persecution, and displayed banners to call on people from all walks of life to help end the crimes. A representative of the Falun Dafa Association in the UK, Mr. Dean, said that the CCP's lies and propaganda will only backfire and enable more people of the world to hear of their crimes. The CCP's transnational persecution is doomed to fail. Concerning recent series of attacks orchestrated by the CCP against Falun Dafa and Shenyun Performing Arts, including negative media coverage and lawsuits, Mr. Dean said, "This is just another evil action committed by the CCP since 1999. Chairman of the UK headquarters of the China Democracy Party, Mr. Ma, said, "I am honored to have met Falun Dafa practitioners today. Their perseverance is admirable."
India. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the 72nd Mahabodhi Festival on November 30th and December 1st at the Buddhist stupas in the town of Sanchi, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The annual festival attracts Buddhist followers from India, Japan, Sri Lanka, South Korea, and the U.S. Falun Dafa practitioners hosted a booth at the festival where they displayed various Indian language translations of Mr. Li Hongzhi's books, Falun Gong and Juan Falun. Practitioners seized an opportunity to personally hand a flyer about Falun Dafa and its persecution in China to Cabinet Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs, Kirin Rijiju. Falun Dafa was also introduced to the local community at events in the state of Madhya Pradesh. A local TV channel, Bharat News, shared information about Falun Dafa with its viewers. Practitioners also went to the Vidisha jail to introduce the practice to inmates on November 30th and provided exercise videos and the books, Falun Gong and Juan Falun, for the prison library.
Germany. Federal Government Commissioner for Freedom of Religion or Belief, Mr. Frank Schwab, issued statements on Germany's federal government website and social media platforms on December 10th to support Falun Gong and the practitioners who are still suffering from the CCP's brutal persecution in China. A statement said, "People are still discriminated against, persecuted, and killed because of their religion and worldview. In China, there is massive repression of religious minorities, such as members of Falun Gong. I would like to mention Ding Yuande, who has been wrongfully imprisoned for a long time, as an example." Mr. Schwab continued firmly, "It remains our task to enforce freedom of religion worldwide, to draw attention to persecution, and to give those who are persecuted a voice."
USA. The tri-state area of New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey held its annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony and Rick Drew Holiday Parade on December 8th. This popular event draws thousands of people from around the area. The Falun Gong waist drum team and the exercise demonstration team were warmly received by the event organizers and residents. Of special note is that this parade begins in Pennsylvania's Pike County and proceeds all the way to Port Jervis in New York. This cross-state parade has become a major event of the Christmas season every year in the tri-state area. Port Jervis Mayor Dominic Ciccolese said, "We are very happy that the Falun Gong team will participate in our parade. We look forward to their participation again next year."
Venezuela. The country's first online Falun Dafa Cultivation Experience Sharing Conference took place on December 15th. Practitioners from Argentina, Colombia, Mexico, Peru, and Venezuela attended the meeting. 32 practitioners shared their experiences of looking within to eliminate their attachments. Topics included Falun Dafa bringing practitioners to higher realms, a report of amazing otherworldly experience while reading Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, letting go of the desire to fight and win, addressing anger, and coming to understand the correct relationship between opposite genders clearly. Colombian practitioner Aura Beatrix said, "I always considered myself very diligent and was only giving importance to fulfilling my role. Even though the job shows me my flaws, I have to be willing to see them. After this experience, I really set out to see what drives me to do things and how many attachments I have." The practitioners also expressed their gratitude to Master for his boundless compassion and for the precious opportunity to talk about their experiences.
Singapore. The Singapore Falun Dafa Association held a 9-day introductory Falun Dafa class from November 30th to December 8th, 2024. During those 9 days, students watched videos of lectures presented in 1994 by the practice's founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, in Guangzhou, China. They also learned the 5 sets of Falun Dafa exercises. Attendees shared their experiences after the class, and most said they felt strong energy, that their bodies and minds became relaxed, and that they'd gained a lot from participating. A Singaporean named Paul, who lived in China for more than 20 years, attended the sessions while on vacation. He exclaimed, "The exercises are good." Paul asked questions about cultivation, and the veteran practitioner shared their understandings and also told him he could find more answers in the process of reading the Falun Dafa books.
Taiwan. Shanghai Vice Mayor Hua Yuan attended the Taipei Shanghai City Forum held in Taiwan on December 17th. Local Falun Dafa practitioners gathered outside the Regent Hotel where the Chinese delegation stayed. Falun Dafa practitioners held banners that read, "Falun Dafa is good. Stop the persecution of Falun Gong." And "The CCP persecutes Falun Gong for 25 years. Practitioners shouted out, "Falun Dafa is good," and "Stop the persecution of Falun Gong" when the delegation's motorcade left the hotel. Many passersby watched and talked with the practitioners to learn why they were there. Through the protest at the Taipei Shanghai City Forum, Falun Dafa practitioners hoped to help Chinese officials learn the truth and help stop the CCP's brutal persecution.
Malaysia. In early December, practitioners held peaceful rallies in Kuala Lumpur to call on the CCP to stop persecuting Falun Dafa. On December 7th, practitioners rallied to protest the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. A reenactment of the brutal crime was presented. After learning the truth, many people signed a petition against the unlawful operations. On December 8th, practitioners held up informational banners at the Chinese embassy, and three spokespersons read their statements in Chinese, Malay, and English. In their speeches, practitioners appealed to the Chinese ambassador and staff members to think for themselves, recognize the nature of the CCP, refuse to participate in any persecution, and to quit CCP organizations.
Argentina. Practitioners held The Art of Jin Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition in the Congressional Honorable Chamber of Deputies in the province of Santiago del Estero, Argentina, from November 11th to November 22nd. Those members of Congress, more than 100 employees, local and European officials, journalists, representatives of national organizations, and visitors to the chamber viewed the paintings. Several news channels covered the opening ceremony, which was attended by the highest authorities of the Honorable Chamber. The provincial deputy who promoted the exhibition stressed the importance of practicing the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance in one's daily life. On the last day, a provincial deputy who understood the truth about the persecution decided to sponsor a second exhibition in the Honorable Chamber of Deputies. At the opening ceremony, he said that learning about the fundamental principles of Falun Dafa inspired him to host a second exhibition.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. For upholding her faith in Falun Gong after the Chinese Communist regime ordered the persecution in 1999, Ms. Tang Peihong of Hunan Province suffered repeated arrests, detention, and torture. In addition to the physical and mental abuse, she also had her pension suspended. The relentless persecution eventually claimed her life on November 14th, 2024. She was 75.
For defending her faith in Falun Gong in the face of the CCP persecution, Ms. Lili of Liaoning Province was arrested 5 times, given a 3-year labor camp term and 2 prison terms, totaling 9.5 years. Her health was damaged after severe torture and abuse while in custody. The police continued to harass her after she was released. The mental stress took a further toll on her health. She passed away on November 29, 2024. She was 71.
Ms. Yang Jie of Qichihar City endured 2 decades of physical and mental torture while in detention at the hands of CCP authorities. In 2001, police officers beat her and hit her in the stomach with a shovel and then strung her up. In 2011, officials broke into her home and confiscated her computer and other valuables. They grabbed her by her hair and kicked her and punched her. She lost consciousness and started convulsing as a result of the beatings. While Ms. Yang was receiving emergency care, her older sister, Ms. Yang Min, who lived with her, and 3 local Falun Gong practitioners who were visiting, were all arrested. The relentless persecution took a toll on Ms. Yang's health. She took a fall and fainted after getting up just after 4 a.m. on December 9, 2024. She never regained consciousness and died around 1 a.m. the next day.
Dr. Dong Wencheng, a beloved doctor in Harbin City, died on November 24, 2024, after suffering years of persecution for his faith in Falun Gong. Dr. Dong, in his late 50s, ran his own clinic and often charged low or no fee to patients who struggled financially. His generosity, exceptional medical skills, and sympathetic manner won him respect and attracted patients from far and wide. Upon learning of his passing, many of his patients shed tears and wondered if they'd ever find such a good doctor again. They also couldn't understand why the communist regime would persecute a law-abiding citizen simply for his faith.
Falun Gong practitioner Mr. Guo Shuchun of Shandong Province died on November 28, 2024, a day after he was sentenced to 3.5 years with a 10,000 yuan fine. Mr. Guo and his son, who is also a Falun Gong practitioner, were both previously sentenced in 2014. At that trial, Mr. Guo's wife and his daughter-in-law were removed from the courtroom after his daughter-in-law said the two men did not break any law in practicing Falun Gong.
Mr. Tian Zijong of Qichihar, Heilongjiang Province, died in early 2024, months after he was detained for his faith in Falun Gong. He was 76. Mr. Tian always stood up against the persecution, resulting in his multiple arrests and incarcerations over the two decades. He filed a criminal complaint in 2015 against former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin for ordering the persecution of Falun Gong, only to be arrested a few more times and subjected to horrific tortures while in custody. Mr. Tian leaves behind a wife and son.
In the past 20 years, Ms. Liang Huaiyuan of Anhui Province was persecuted for her faith and sent to prison, where she endured medical torture and was forced to take unknown drugs. In 2016, she was sentenced to several years after submitting a criminal complaint against former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin. Her family was not allowed to visit her until 2019, when she ended up in the prison hospital for nasal feeding. Her daughter cried to see her so incapacitated, unable to talk or move. She could no longer swallow and was catheterized. Ms. Liang's daughter suspected that she might have been injected with toxic drugs in prison, just like what happened following her previous arrest in 2003. Ms. Liang never recovered and died on November 25, 2024.
80-year-old Ms. Lu Yan of Liaoning Province took up Falun Gong in 1996. After the Chinese Communist Party ordered the persecution in 1999, she was arrested more than 20 times for distributing Falun Gong materials or for talking to people about it. She was given a 3-year prison term at an unknown time and was allowed to serve time outside of prison. The mental distress from the decades of persecution took a toll on her health. She gradually became incapacitated and relied on her husband to care for her. After struggling with failing health for years, she died on the afternoon of May 9, 2024.
Mr. Niu Beiyan, a Beijing resident, was arrested at his work in 2021 and accused of distributing informational materials about Falun Gong. During the court case, his mother, Ms. Ma Fengxian, while waiting outside of the court, was arrested and taken to prison in the capital city of Harbin to serve a 4-year term handed down in 2021 for distributing Falun Gong materials. Mr. Niu was later sentenced to 3 years. By the time he was released last June, the once healthy man became very weak and had difficulty climbing stairs. He had a stroke on October 5th and died 14 days later on October 19th.
Ms. Zhu Chulian, 67, from Jiangsu Province, died in June 2024 after living in poverty for years as a result of having her pension suspended because she practiced Falun Gong. Ms. Zhu took up Falun Gong in March 1998 and soon recovered from childbirth complications. She was also able to let go of her resentment toward her ex-husband, who had divorced her when their daughter was only 6 years old. After the persecution of Falun Gong began in July 1999, Ms. Zhu was arrested 4 times. After she was arrested in 2009, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison where she endured horrific torture. At that time, Ms. Zhu's school suspended her pension, which was never reinstated.
Justice Department arrests CCP agent who persecuted Falun Gong practitioners in the U.S. The U.S. Department of Justice announced the arrest of a 64-year-old suspected for acting as an unregistered agent of the Chinese government on December 19th. Yao Ningsun allegedly conspired with Jun Chen to influence a politician in the U.S. on behalf of the Chinese government and carry out operations on U.S. soil in support of the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. Chen was arrested in the U.S. in May 2023 and convicted in a federal court on November 19th this year for bribing a public official to revoke the tax-exempt status of a U.S. nonprofit organization run by Falun Gong practitioners. Chen was sentenced to 20 months in prison. According to the criminal complaint filed on December 17th, Sun was suspected of acting as an illegal agent of the Chinese government while serving as the campaign manager for a California City Council member in 2022. During the political campaign, Sun allegedly communicated with Chen, who then discussed with Chinese government officials how Beijing could, quote, influence local politicians in the United States, particularly on the issue of Taiwan, unquote. The complaint states that in November 2022, shortly after the local politician was elected to office, Chen instructed Sun to prepare a report on the election that was then sent to the Chinese government officials, who responded positively and expressed thanks. About a month after the election, Chen allegedly arranged a core member lunch at a restaurant with Sun and others. Chen later described the lunch as successful, since the participants agreed to establish a U.S.-China Friendship Promotional Association. In his message to the Chinese government official, Chen described the politician as being part of the association that is, quote, the basic team dedicated for us, unquote. Chen instructed Sun in early 2023 to write a report for Chinese officials, describing them as cultivating and assisting the politician's success. In subsequent communications, Chen instructed Sun to include a section on the politician and described him as a, quote, new political star, with connections to more prominent politicians in the U.S. Chen and Sun also mentioned in their report to Chinese officials their past struggle fighting Taiwanese independence forces over the years and fighting Falun Gong influences in a particular Californian city. The criminal complaint also states that on January 15th of 2023, Chen and Sun had, in their report to Chinese officials, discussed their strategy to combat Falun Gong, both 20 years prior and in the present day. On April 4th of 2023, Chen asked Sun if Falun Gong has locations and activities in a particular California city. Chen asked Sun, can you create some obstacles for them? If you can eliminate one or several locations or create some obstacles, there will be rewards. On April 27th of that year, Chen asked Sun to contact the Chinese consulate to arrange a meeting, preferably to meet with the consul general. Chen planned to report a major project involving a national-level news article defaming Falun Gong. Chen told Sun that the actual operation is strictly classified and that Sun will get credit for it. According to the affidavit, while Chen was drafting a second report to Chinese government officials in February of 2023, Sun submitted a proposal to Chen for an operation to combat anti-China forces by participating in the U.S. Independence Day parade in Washington, D.C. Sun requested a budget of $80,000 to fund these activities. Chen and Sun also discussed a planned trip to China to meet with leadership. After Chen directed Sun to meet with the Chinese consul general in Los Angeles, Sun and the politician traveled to China on August of 2023. The FBI is leading the investigation on this matter. If convicted, Sun will face a maximum of 10 years in federal prison for acting as an illegal agent of a foreign government. The charge of conspiracy to commit an offense against the U.S. carries a maximum of 5 years.
Undeterred by communist threats of violence, Shen Yun launches 2025 World Tour in the United States and Japan. New York-based Shen Yun Performing Arts kicked off its 19th World Tour on December 23rd in Nagoya, Japan, and Atlanta, Georgia, the United States. This year, Shen Yun's 8 touring companies are scheduled to present their all-new 2025 program in about 200 cities in over 20 countries across 5 continents. Around 2 weeks prior to Shen Yun's performances in Atlanta, the local host received an email threatening mass shootings at the venue if the performances were to be held. According to internet data, the same email account was also used to threaten theaters that played the documentary State Organs, which exposes the state-operated illegal organ harvesting system in China. The person is suspected to be either an internet commentator paid by the CCP, a pro-CCP activist, or a Chinese agent. The Atlanta Falun Dafa Association officially reported the alleged crime to the Atlanta Police Department and the FBI. Officials at the FBI told the president of the Falun Dafa Association, Mr. Sun, that they take such threats very seriously and have launched an investigation. There has recently been a sudden surge of posts on social media slandering Shen Yun and Falun Dafa. The New York Times also released several articles smearing Shen Yun and Falun Dafa. An insider from the CCP's Public Security Bureau told the Epoch Times that the head of China's Ministry of State Security, Chen Yichen, recently intensified the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners outside of China in order to expand his political capital. The tactics used are similar to those used in China when the persecution started in July 1999. The CCP encourages its foreign agents to threaten practitioners with physical harm, file lawsuits to exert financial pressure on them, and defame them through media and social platforms. Despite the threat of violence, Shen Yun proceeded with its opening show in Atlanta on December 23rd and performed to a packed house. Atlanta City Council member Michael Julian Bond attended Shen Yun's opening night and personally presented the artist with a proclamation on behalf of the city council. He said after seeing the performance, "You know, proclamations from the city of Atlanta are the highest awards that the city can present to a person, a place, or an event. This fits the bill. The city of Atlanta is recognizing that and wanting to lend our voice in support of the mission of Shen Yun. Every part of this performance was as near to perfect as a human being can imagine. I am just personally moved. We want you to come back often and to keep going and to keep extending this message all around the world." Professor Hidehiro Hibi from Nagoya University's Graduate School of Medicine saw the performance in Nagoya, Japan on November 23rd. Mr. Hibi was deeply impressed with Shen Yun's digital animated backdrop. He said the segment that depicted the arrival of the creator and the rotation of the Dharma wheel was deeply impactful. To convey such a spiritual theme through dance was profound. I could see how the cultures of China's many ethnic groups are woven together. The program gave me a vivid sense of China's thousands of years of history and cultural depth. He added, "The music tonight was truly healing for the body and mind." The director of Nippon Maruban Construction, Fumihiro Kato, also saw Shenyun in Nagoya on December 23rd and shared that he was very moved by the experience. He said that he believed Shenyun's message is a universal one and will have a multifaceted impact on the world.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.